Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Bottom line, this is a complete victory for the state of Washington. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, in a unanimous decision, effectively granted everything we sought.
Right there is Bob Ferguson. He is the Attorney General for the state of Washington. It is a loss for the White House. People on the left see it as America wins and a first move in the resistance movement against the evil that is Donald Trump. Other people see it as a ruling against not only the White House, but the peace and safety of American citizens and the right for our president to say, you know what, maybe we should be vetting people that are coming here from different countries in a different way. Especially if those countries have issues, especially with terrorism and the fear factor of people sneaking in here via the refugee program. So we'll see what happens. Definitely an interesting day for the president. He's had a lot of, stuff come his way, the arguments and the hearsay of what's going on between him and the SCOTUS nominee. Gorsuch, and did he or did he not say that he was very upset about the way the president is taking on the judicial system via Twitter and kind of going after them and really hammering it. And now, of course, he gets this ruling. By the way, the Ninth Circuit Court, I think, while it's the most liberal, it is also the one that's the most overturned when it gets to the Supreme Court. It's flipped a good portion of time. We'll check that out. I'll get the numbers here, but it's not one of the ones where you're sitting in there and it's rock solid. This is partisanship. This is what it is. Although it's 3-0 was the ruling. But if I'm correct, I think one of those is actually a Republican that is on the Ninth Circuit Court. So it wasn't like it was three liberal justices. It was still going to be 2-1, probably. But even the Republican said no. And there is a door left open, if you will, a door left open for the challenge that they didn't really strike it down. They upheld what the original judge in Washington did. And they even said, there is precedent here. And going to the Supreme Court, you're probably going to get a victory. But based on what we see right here and what we're being asked, we're going to go with this. And what's being argued, we're going to go with this. We move from there to the Solicitor General, and this is Noel Purcell. I think his name is Noah Purcell. This is what he had to say about the opinion.
And it's important to recognize the real impact that this has already been having on people's lives. We've just been hearing from people all over the state and all over the country about what a difference this has made, and we're so thrilled for that.
Wow. And we're looking at 86% of their... In just 1 year, 86% of their decisions were overturned by the Supreme Court. So the Ninth Court, that just goes to show you that there's, you know, I mean, I look at that and it makes me scratch my head. It's like, this is the interpretation thing we've talked about, right? Text message comes to you. You think this person's mad at you. They meant some sarcasm. You've taken it wrong. These people are reading a law in a certain way. They're understanding it, and they're going with it. This is the way I interpret the law. By the time it gets to the Supreme Court, they're like, we don't see it that way. Completely different. And when you have 86% overturned, that's crazy. It is. Now, we've got a Supreme Court appellate court lawyer, Deepak Gupta, talking about this, particularly as being the Muslim ban.
This is a resounding defeat for the president. It's a home run victory for the state of Washington and for everyone who has been challenging the president's Muslim ban.
It's not a Muslim ban. Again, if it was a Muslim ban, the other 43 countries would be there. These are key words you pick out in life, people. Key words. I'm trying to tell you it's a ban. I'm trying to tell you it's this. I'm trying to tell you it's that. When the truth is, it's a moratorium. 90 to 120 days for seven nations that have either no government or a very poor government civil wars and terrorism. There are another 40-plus countries that are predominantly Muslim countries that are not on that list. And only one country is banned indefinitely, which is Syria. And I think we can all agree when it comes to Syria and the situation that's there. Assad came out today. The president-ish, or of half the country, I'm not even quite sure how many, I don't think he has all of the country. He came out today and he's like, there's no doubt that people with terrorist ties are going to use the refugee program to infiltrate Western countries. No doubt in his mind. Zero doubt in his mind. Mr. Gupta continues.
It's a 3-0 opinion. It's unanimous, and it's joined by three judges appointed by three different presidents. So there's nothing, I think, that critics can attack about this opinion to suggest that it's politics.
Well, it is politics. It is politics. And while it is a resounding defeat, is how some people are looking at it, there is a window, if you will, or a door that is still open that the White House is going to challenge. They left it open saying, you do have precedent. You do. I think the argument that came successfully is the fact that they used Trump's words against him on Twitter and everywhere else. And that was a lot of stuff they were talking about, using the things that he has said in the past as saying this is a Muslim ban. And that has been what everybody's saying, this is a Muslim ban. It's not. It's a travel moratorium over a 90 to 120 day period for several nations. That's it. One of them, it says indefinitely, which is Syria, which I think we can all agree that we have to look at a vetting process that keeps us safe. The chances of you dying today in a terrorist attack is slim to none. So do we need to overreact? No. But it's a new administration. He wants to keep us safe. I want him to keep us safe. I want all of us to be safe. Does this mean that we're not going to, does this mean, even if this goes into effect, that we're not going to have terrorist attacks on our soil? No. There are already people in place that want to carry out terrorist attacks. I think we understand that. But I also think, and I am as fair as you will find in this position, in this medium that you find me right now, you won't find anybody as fair as me. I am for this to look at the vetting process. I don't think it should take 90 days. I think we could look at over 30 and 45 day period and get a feel. I think that he could have put this together in a better way and presented it in a better way. But I also understand the fact that there's a resistance movement going on there against Trump. And it does not matter what he does. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if he gave them everything. It wouldn't matter. They're just noise pushed into the side. Remember, they're 500,000. We're a nation of 320 million people. Translation, they're a Dixie cup in a giant Olympic swimming pool. They may feel like they're this massive movement that's getting ready to swarm on America and take over everything and resist this president. But I have zero problems with it. I'm a very real, I'm a very honest person. When it comes to stuff like this, you will find nobody out there in my business, I think, that will give you both sides of the story the way I do and present things to you do. And I have zero problems with this. I think 30 to 60 days to look at a vetting process. As a new president, why shouldn't I have a chance to look at the vetting process? Because now this is in my lap. You had 7-8 years to go through, 8 years to go through this. Really, you've had 3 or 4 years with the Syrian issue to go through these kind of things. But we've known about ISIS for several years. We knew about Al Qaeda. But now with the influx of people we're trying to bring over here from places like Syria and the refugees and the ginormous enormity of the craziness that's happening throughout these regions over there and what we're seeing going on in Europe, I think we have every right to say we just want to look at the vetting process. It may be incredible, but it may not. And if we could take a look at this a little more closely, go through with a fine-tooth comb, it may be the best vetting process we're going to come up with. Or there may be some things we want to implement. But as a president who, according to the Constitution, I have a right to protect our country and decide who comes in and out of our country. So you're not even going to extend that to me. I don't like the fear factor and the tactics he throws out there. I don't like that at all, saying that we're in danger and this, that, and the other. I don't think he needs to do that. I don't think he needs to overplay his hand. And I don't think he needs to seem like a poor sport. I find that to be very off-putting. But I am behind him in a 30 or 60-day moratorium to take a look at this. Other people are excited. Again, they think they got trophies today. You didn't get a trophy. You didn't. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. Chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. You can also call the program, 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. We've got more of this. We've got a refugee party instead of an Oscar party. And the new professionals that are out there, they're not wine aficionados. What are they then? Chad Benson Show.
Lilac has released me from a state of queen bee.
How the hell does that happen?
That just might be the dumbest idea I've ever heard, ever.
This is the Chad Benson Show.
The court points to evidence that the president's executive order was intended to disfavor Muslims and therefore violates the First Amendment to the Constitution.
That right there is Deepak Gupta, not Sanjay Gupta or Deepak Chopra. He's in appellate court. He is a lawyer for the appellate court and somebody who really focuses on the Supreme Court and the Constitution and giving us the ruling of what went down earlier today. Ninth Circuit Court essentially withheld the judge's ruling in Washington State when it came to the travel ban on Muslims, as they say. It's not really all Muslims again now, but it's good. You're trying. I mean, again, we can all applaud the effort to make this a racial thing, not a safety thing. Give some people an inch, they will take a yard. Give them an inch, they'll take a yard. Somebody just texted me, how long is it going to be before this thing gets into the Supreme Court? I think it's going to be sooner rather than later. Let's say it gets to the Supreme Court sooner rather than later. As it is stands now, it's 4-4. You've got 4 righties, 4 lefties. All right? 4 righties, 4 lefties. If it's a tie, what you may see, well, if it's a tie, it's going to go back to the final ruling in the Ninth Court, which will be the ruling of Washington. So that'll be it. The travel ban will be done. The executive order's done, blah, 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 blah. This is what I think is going to happen. Supreme Court's going to rule partially in his favor. There are going to be certain people that they will allow the ban to stand for. And others, people who've obtained green cards before, people that lived here and have been a resident before, people that are coming here for maybe medical purpose, things like that, they will be able to travel. But there will be some that will not be allowed to travel. I think we may see that. They can uphold a portion of it and shoot down a portion of it. And I think that's more likely than just choosing a side and saying yes or no, which to me, I thought it wasn't thought out correctly. I thought the whole thing wasn't. I think if you've been here for a long time and you're a visa holder and you're a resident and you own a house and stuff, you shouldn't be stopped. I'm sorry. If you're a law-abiding person that's here, and I'm going to call you a citizen, but in a way you kind of are a law-abiding resident of this nation, and you've been here for a while, I got zero problems with that. Zero. If you've obtained a visa and you've worked here for several years, maybe you don't own a house, but you've worked here for several years, I got no problem with that. If you're coming here because you need surgery, like that little kid from Iran, I got zero problems with that. Absolutely. Some of the other stuff, I think we can talk about. And I think we should. I absolutely 110% think that as the president, he has every right, and it says so, right? Well, at least it's interpreted so by many. And I still think he may get the full victory. But I think realistically, common sense is going to say, look, he's got every right to decide to come. Who gets to come here and who doesn't get to come here? It says so right here. Congress, you guys gave him this right a long time ago. Whoever this person was going to be in this position, he had this. So, but some of it is maybe a means test, religious means test, and maybe we're not fans of that, but some of it is about safety, and he's got a right to decide for the better of all of us if we can do this. So we're going to give him a partial victory, and we're going to deny some of it. And I think that's more likely what you're going to see, which is a common sense move. Because I think some of it was too broadening and too overreaching. And I don't buy into the fact that he said last night, well, I really wanted to wait a month. You're the president of the United States. Donald Trump is told no by probably two people on earth. His daughter? Dad, don't do that. No. Right? That's stupid. People are going to be mad at you. Everybody's going to be pissed. And definitely his wife. Those are probably the... I know. And I doubt either of them chimed in on this. So stop passing the buck and accept the fact that you pushed this thing through. And yes, maybe there was other people behind you, the Bannons of the world pushing and pushing. But you have every right to look and say, no. Zero, zilch, nada. Not going to do it. We're going to wait. We're going to look at this thing. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. Enough of that stuff. Let's talk about real stuff. Potheads. Who are they? What are they about? Mary Juana. The Cabbage. Mary Jane. Talk about the new potheads of the world. Straight ahead. The Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
More and more states are saying marijuana is okay. Federally, it's still a schedule. Was it, is it called a Schedule 1? Is that it? Drug? Because, you know, it's crazy. It's crazy. It's reefer, baby. It's reefer. Hey, just to let you know that movie Reefer Madness was not a movie that the federal government produced. It was an independent movie. So for all those people out there who think, ooh, Reefer Madness, man, produced by the government, they screwed. No, that was an independent movie. And somebody said that to me the other day. You talk about marijuana. You know that. I'm like, wrong. An independent film. Independent film. Well, who are potheads nowadays? Right? Stoners. Everybody had friends in school, smoked too much weed. Producer Phil, I'm sure you had a dude who smoked way too much weed and was really more the most lethargic person on earth.
Yep, I certainly did.
yeah. Everybody's got one. Everybody knows. Well, pothead professionals, that's what they're calling themselves now. Ganja puffing, teachers, TV execs, businessmen. They talked to one person in the New York Post, a 29-year-old named Jake. He's a TV writer in Midtown, small business owner, who tokes up regularly. Smokes some weed regularly. That's his unwinding of weed, right? His unwinding of the weed rather than unwinding with wine. Right? Wine Wednesdays, weed Wednesdays. They go smoke a little bit. I'd rather hang out with people who are high than people that are drunk. Another woman chimed in and says that sometimes her and her friends will smoke a little ganja while the kids are on a play date. But she did say that when they are on a play date, they're allowed to play with only non-toxic paint. Like, she says it makes her feel creative, more in tune with my kids. A Brooklyn teacher told the Post it's a good thing city education officials don't randomly test school workers for the drug. If they did, they'd probably have to fire 85% of their staff. The younger generation looks at it like they look at drinking water or whatever. It is just something you do. It's not a big deal. It's the stigma is gone, right? Old fogies worry, but the stoner attitude of life, like, dude, what's up, bro? It's not. Somebody goes and hits on a bowl and they leave. Again, you listen to my show, you know, don't smoke, don't drink, don't do drugs. I'm like Adam Ant. You know, I don't do any of those stuff, except for the part where I'm actually like Adam Ant, because I think he did all of those. But it's a different world now, right? And it's funny because it's becoming more mainstream, but there are still some people that are holding back in fear. And the biggest one is the government. The government's insane. They actually think that you're going to be smoke so much weed, you're going to die. It's not going to happen. Well, you could become intoxicated. You could be intoxicated in all kinds of crap. All kinds of crap. I think you'd be surprised. In your office, listening here today, you probably know some people who smoke a little bit of weed. You probably know. You may be the person that smokes a little bit of weed. Nobody knows you do. You go home at night. You're the dad. You're the mom. You had a tough day at work. Kids are in bed. You and your husband. You and your wife. You toke up a little bit before you go night night. Not my thing. Don't care if you do. Nobody's getting hurt. I'm okay with that. Marijuana use and perceived risk among adults. It's down tremendously from 2002, where there was a 50% perception that there was a great risk. Now it's down into the 30s, and it's not climbed at all as far as marijuana use. It's only up a little bit. But I think the truth is it will start. The more and more that it becomes more mainstream, more and more people will talk about it. It's that little hidden thing that you don't talk about. Because you're still worried a bit about perception. A younger generation's not, right? A younger generation doesn't, they don't care. But there's still that 40-something, 50-something, 60-something feel that my peers are going to look at me differently if they know I go home and I smoke a bowl. They're going to look at me differently. And I don't want that. Younger crowd, they could care less. This is it. The weed bars are coming. They're coming everywhere. Instead of going on, you know, like when all the girls go on their wine tasting weekends, they're going to go on a weed tasting weekend. Your wife or girlfriend's going to come home. Has a cat. Has a cat. Crowdfunding being used by businesses left, right, and center. But you know where it's starting to really gain traction right now? Medical crowdfunding. Medical crowdfunding. Give Forward is a crowdfunding site designed to raise money for people going through health setbacks. The goal is to pull together enough money to get Jennifer, a young woman who was suffering from a disease. She had a horrific accident as well. She was on a tropical trip. They needed to get her home. They ended up raising $100,000 in 48 hours. More and more people are turning to crowdfunding to help them, not just with their businesses, right? Not just with their businesses, because you see that all the time, but with life in general, because life is expensive. And sometimes people like to give. Sometimes people do. It's amazing. It is absolutely. Think about this. They wanted to get her home. 100 grand. So there was 100 grand in 48 hours. That paid for her ass to get home. I'll tell you that right now. We've got a little listener who listens to our show, Mason. And I'm going to post his thing. He's up there, and you guys should go give. He's currently going through cancer treatments right now. I think he's 13 years old, 14. We were talking the other day. Because, you know, what do 13-year-old kids like, Phil? 13-year-old boys.
Action stuff.
And we've talked about it before with our Wicked Wishes.
Oh, boobies. Of course.
Boobies.
Absolutely.
Boobies. So when he and I talk, we talk.
What do we like?
We like boobies. We're a big fan. We're super, uber fans of that. So, but yeah, I'm going to post that up there. But it's, you know what? I like this. Because there are a lot of people out there that like to give. We talk about like this whole thing that's going on right now where people are going to the airports and they're resisting and they're doing all these things for all of these people that they perceive to be completely slighted and completely discriminated against and all of that stuff. All of these people that step over our vets, all of these people that ignore the problems in their own area, all of these people that wouldn't help anybody like this. This is where the help should be. Absolutely. I love this kind of stuff. I do. I love this kind of stuff. And there's a lot more of them popping up yet. GoFundMe. Now you've got You Caring and you've got the Give Forward. So, you know, it's who doesn't want that? Who doesn't want to be able to help? Even if it's a buck or two. It's the thought of doing that. Giving is wonderful. It really is. A lot of times we give for ourselves because it makes us feel good. Especially when it comes to things like soup kitchens and like, you know, when you just clean out your closet, right? Like, oh, I got to get rid of all this crappy food I don't want. And no, they like money. Money helps them a lot more than you're just cleaning out stuff. Now, clothes are different, but how many people out there give? Give your time, give your money. The truth is, the best thing that you can do if you don't have money is give your time. But if you've got money, it's about giving money. Money go a lot further. A lot of these places make great deals to help people. Like, you know, homeless shelters and you know, like soup kitchens. They're able to go to farmers and get stuff at wholesale. Get stuff where they're essentially giving it away. You're just giving a little bit of it. And you giving them green beans that fell on the floor and was dented, and you're not even quite sure if they're green beans anymore because the label fell off of it. So it's a surprise. That they're throwing that away too. You just gave them an errand. They don't need that. I'm going to post Mason's thing up there. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. Unfortunately, this is what I think. I'm sure we're going to find out some of these sites are huge ripoffs. That's the thing that sucks. Because people know, like everything else, like if you want to raise taxes on people, you roll out kids, right? The elderly are kids. And how many times a year do we hear about this? And this is the cynicism in me. Because I'm super cynical in a lot of this stuff. I'm like, nah, it's like when you see a homeless person. Like, I know what a homeless person looks like. Like, the crazy guy that's not asking me for money, he's got problems. The person with Nikes on and 65 Sharpies and a cell phone and is begging me for money, yeah, not so much. There's my cynicism there. The person, like, they might as well have that little metal thing around their stomach so if you, you know, so they can give you change back. I got a buck. Can I get back 50 cents? Yeah. Ching, ching. Here you go. They might as well. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBensonShow.com. Chad@ChadBensonShow.com. Oh, craziness happening today. Ninth Circuit Court has upheld the ruling by the Washington State judge. That means the travel ban, it was not put in place. The executive order that Trump put out there to ban travel between seven countries and here, predominantly Muslim countries. People call it the Muslim ban. It's not what it is. It's a moratorium, and it's a ban only for a little while. But they ruled against Trump, and the White House is now looking like it's going to go to the Supreme Court. We'll wrap it up straight ahead. Chad Benson Show.
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
Lena Dunham has a new diet. I guess we can thank Trump for her loss of weight. If only he could make her funny and not so gross. Or just somebody else. I find no redeeming quality in her. I don't. She may be a very, very nice human being. I don't know. Probably not digging any of the stuff that I talk about. But I find no redeeming quality in her. Her Trump diet, that's what she's calling it. She eats green tea Half a croissant before lunch. Veggie dogs. Ah, goodness me. First of all, if you're going to eat a hot dog, eat a hot dog. All right? That of all the things, you could eat a dog. Nothing wrong with it. But I don't like it's meat. It's horrible. It's bad. What about it? It's going to get hurt. That's wrong. It's just wrong. I said, no, eat a dog. Eat a dog. If you're going to, like, okay, if you want to eat a veggie burger, I may give you that one. I've had a veggie burger that's not horrible. It's no burger. And don't let anybody tell you, it's just this, it's not just the same. It is not just the same. It is nowhere near the same. It is not just the same. But veggie dogs compared to all beef dogs, hot, no way, no chance. Nathan's hot dogs. Are you kidding me? I mean, are you kidding me? Anthony's over here with a smile. He knows. He knows. Producer Phil, Nathan dog. Yeah. There we go. That's what I'm talking about. You can eat. So, Lena Dunham, you can eat your veggie dogs all you want. Yeah, they do taste like formaldehyde. I don't even know. Oh, God. There's just some stuff. It's like when people tell me, well, I'm a vegetarian. I'm like, that's great. I don't want to hear it, right? Like, you know what? I don't eat fruit. I don't tell you I don't eat fruit, right? Like, I don't tell you that. I don't brag about that. How very braggadocious of you. It's like, I haven't had a carrot in 5 years, right? I haven't had an apple in forever. The only thing that I eat that's somewhat fruity is lemonade, and that really doesn't count. Does Starburst count as a fruit? Like, that's it. People tell me that, I get crazy. Well, Lena Dunham, she's losing weight. It's not helping. Oh, geez. Emerson College poll found that, yes, 49% of U.S. voters believe that Trump administration is truthful, while only 39% feel that way about the news. Worse, the so-called opposition party, 53% of those surveyed, described the media as untruthful. The poll was released Tuesday, also showed that Americans are divided on Trump's performance so far. 48% of registered voters approve, compared to 47% that disapproved. Not a shock. What I tell you guys about, he's separating. They're separating. This is what they do. The left is saying, only go to our websites. We're the ones who are telling you the truth. Only read our publications. Our publications are full of the truth. Their publications are lies. The right's going, only listen to me and only go over there. You'll find the truth on the right side. You'll find all of this stuff over there. Do your own homework. If you learn anything on the show, which you probably really shouldn't, but if you do learn something, just do your homework. Look it up for yourself. Firing squad may be brought back. Mississippi's considering the firing squad as a method of execution. Yeah, you know what? Like, because it's not like they put you in the corner and they shoot you. It's all done now with that, like, don't they put you in something and something's already pointed right at your heart and it's like a box? Don't they, like, that like, I don't think, it's not like they got some marksman and they're not blowing your head off. But if you were going to be executed, Producer Phil, which way are you going?
Well, I'd go with lethal injection, but they can't get the drugs for it anymore.
Yeah, and not only that, but they always seem to be screwing that damn thing up. Because they've made it so hard to get any of this stuff at the end, they're just like, I don't even know what put him in. It could have been syrup, for all I know. He's going to die of diabetes, but it's not going to be for 35 years. Firing squad's quick and easy. Guillotine would be fun. Right? Would the guillotine be fun? I don't know about hanging. Because they screw that up too much. That to me is a screw up waiting to happen. Because you're going to most likely, if they don't get it right and they don't set it on your neck right, your neck doesn't break, and then you're just strangled to death. A good firing squad? The guillotine, though. Like, bring that back. What would we pay for that? The head does stay alive. The guillotine, though, I think would be, like, that's going old school. Like, that's going really old school. You're like that guy that likes vinyl guy. You're bringing back the, you know, I would say that. To me, that'd be good. Force-fed to death. Producer Anthony wants to be force-fed to death. He wants to die of gluttony. Lethal Injection, man, that is so. You were so smartphoning it right there with your I don't think I'd do the execution by electrocution. That just seems wrong. After I seen the Green Mile, I'm like, eh, I don't want any part of that. How about gas? How about the gas chamber? That's old school too. That's super old school. But I think firing squad, man, I'm telling you, that'll be our poll tomorrow. Actually, if you were going to be executed, which way do you want to go? Solid fun show today. We'll have more, obviously, tomorrow. Friday, we're going to have a lot of fun stuff. Talk about Grammys. They're coming up this weekend. We're also going to talk about songs that you could not release today based on the political correctness of this world, but yet they're in the lexicon of Americana music. Talk about that. And, of course, we'll have more on the 9th District Court upholding the judge's ruling in Washington that essentially kills, at least temporarily, the travel moratorium that Trump put in his executive orders banning those 7 predominantly Muslim countries from traveling here. We'll have lots of stuff to get to and some movie stuff as well. It'll be a fun, frivolity, action-packed Friday that will probably be full of laughter with some tears and lots of good snacks. For Anthony, for Phil, my name is Chad Benson. I bid you all adieu, and as always, night-night, Jack.
The Chad Benson Show.